Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Gravity.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. To take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my word's my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
All right. Let's cut the intro song short. Got a full message for you today. Let's go ahead and get it started. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, May the 3rd of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we got a powerful show scheduled for you today. Today is one of those shows where if you really tune in, it has the potential to transform your manifestation skills. It has the ability to allow you to see behind the scenes of what most people don't understand. Today we're talking about the ideal of fulfilled desire. Now, I was going to title the show its true nature or its true meaning, which is simply the principle of faith. But because everybody already know, at least they think they know, what faith is, I know that most people would not tune in. Because we already have a preconceived notion or ideal as to what faith is. But once you understand my terminology, my understanding, and we're going behind the scenes to examine the science, we want to look at the science behind faith. Now, the science behind faith, the Bible says that without this, it is impossible to please God. Now, that word please, that word God, the word please is a one-hour show. The word God is a one-hour show that we talked about last night, which is the word V-O-X, the word vocare, which is the word to invoke, which is the word to provoke, which is the word, which is the ability to call those things that are not as though they were. The reason that many of us are not more successful than we already are is because we are asking for things that we know that we can achieve instead of going for things that we really want. That is purpose. Purpose scares the bejesus out of us. Purpose has this ability to frighten us. Purpose makes us very uncomfortable. Purpose actually scares us. So if you are engaged in anything, if you're hanging out with anyone and they don't scare you, then you don't have the principle of speech of fulfilled purpose. Today we're talking about the speech of fulfilled purpose. So the speech of fulfilled purpose is what we're talking about today. This is, again, hidden science secret number 12. Now, there are a plethora of them. We're going to go through 25, at least in the public arena. And we're talking about the others in our private Cleonomics Temple building. Now, I've restructured the temple building to try to make it a little more affordable for everyone. So that way, now it is a self-paced, self-priced program. So now nobody can tell me that they can't afford the program. It's now just whether or not you really want to change. See, the universe only responds to a made-up mind. Since your mind is not made up, the universe doesn't respond to you. The universe doesn't respond to minds that are not made up. So if you want this job, but you're not sure, the universe doesn't respond. If you want this relationship, but you're afraid or you're not sure, the universe doesn't respond. If you want to get healthy, but you're not sure, the universe doesn't respond. If you want to know the truth about your religion or your belief system, but you're not sure, the universe doesn't respond. So today we're talking about the principle of speech of fulfilled desire. This means that your desire already fulfilled. Now, that is the principle that the entire universe works on. The problem is most people don't understand that because we call it faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, everybody knows that. So if I would have titled today's message faith, nobody would have tuned in because everybody knows faith. But most people don't understand the soul's urge. That is one of the numbers that I do on the Dear Kinnear report. That's your heart's desire. So in numerology, that number is ascertained by taking your full name at birth and add up all of the vowels only, A-E-I-O-U. Add up all of the vowels in your name. That gives you your soul's urge. Now, your soul's urge is your heart's desire. So underneath everything that you're talking about, you don't get what you want in life because what you want is safe in life. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you're going after what is achievable. You're not going after what is purposefulable. Let me say that again. Right now, you're going after something that you think you can achieve. Right now, you're going after something that you believe. You believe that you can be blank. That's why blank is your goal. Nobody goes after, well, let me rephrase that. I never go after something that I don't think I can achieve. I don't even apply for it. That's why I am not successful, more successful. That's why I'm not more healthy, more wise, and in more good relationships. Why? I only establish relationships that I can control. I never get in a relationship with nobody that I don't perceive that I can't control. Why? Because I'm not operating according to the principle of speech fulfilled. So my speech, now I'm not talking about what's coming out of my mouth right now. I'm talking about my internal dialogue in my head. Now, as I stated at the beginning of today's message, if it is possible for you to wrap your brain around what I'm about to share with you today, your life is going to change. Because you're going to start watching your internal dialogue. And you're going to pay attention to, like, man, the way I'm talking to myself is disrespectful. I'm disrespecting myself with my own speech because I'm telling myself, Negro, you ain't shiznit. Negro, who the hell do you think you are? You walk around calling yourself Master Teacher 33. Oh, so you think somebody's going to pay you X amount of dollars for your program? Who do you think? You're just a little, short black man from Richmond, Texas. Sit your ass down somewhere. Ain't nobody going to listen to you. So if I don't check myself, now see, I'm good at checking other people. Oh, you can go on my Facebook page and you can post something on there. I'm going to check you. You can call me. You can text me. I'm going to check you. I'm good at checking other people. But when it comes to checking myself and my own internal dialogue, I don't understand the science behind the principles of faith. So most people don't understand that they have five E's that makes it easy for them to exit from their expression of their faith. What does that mean? That means that you are going through life, and number one, you have an error about faith. Number two, your explanation of faith is faulty. Number three, your expansion of faith doesn't exist. Number four, your evidence of faith is nowhere to be seen. And number five, your exhilaration. That means that right now, are you walking around in the daylight with a flashlight looking for the thing that you call your destiny? Oh, you mean to tell me you have not ordered your 600-page Dear Kinnear report from yours truly, so you don't even know what your destiny is? But the word destiny is the word desire. So the universe only works. God recognizes God. He doesn't recognize nothing else. The universe only recognizes another universe. Another universe means that somebody that is vibrating on the same frequency and on the same wave as the universe. So the universe recognizes other waves. That's what a desire is. A desire is a mental disposition. A desire is the way that you carry yourself. A desire is the internal dialogue. A desire is the mind chatter that you carry on with yourself. It has nothing to do with nobody else. It's not Donald Trump's fault. It's not the white man's fault. It's not the black man's fault. It's not your neighbor's fault. It's not your wife's fault. It's not your boyfriend or your girlfriend's fault. See, we're good at blaming other people. It's not your job. Everything that happens to you, you subconsciously ordered it. Everything. Everything that's in your life, you ordered it. That's why it showed up. It is impossible. It is universally impossible for something to manifest in your life that's not on the same frequency of your life. Let me say that again. Birds of a feather flock together. According to the universal law of frequency resonance, I cannot listen to country and Western music on a hip-hop station. They're not on the same frequency. If I'm listening to 98.5, and that's a hip-hop station, and I turn it to 102, and that's a country and Western station. So I'm on 102, country and Western, but I'm expecting to hear hip-hop. That's not how it works, brother. The universe doesn't work like that. There is a frequency of wealth. There's a frequency of health. There's a frequency of wisdom. There's a frequency of a good relationship. So you got the bad frequency, but you want a good relationship. It doesn't work like that. The universe only responds when you are on the frequency of the thing that you think that you want. The problem is that the cosmogrator that you have convinced yourself that either you don't deserve, either you're not wealthy. Like I did, I don't deserve to be happy. That's what I told myself. Now it's unconscious. The whole purpose of the Claironomics program is to expose your unconscious belief system, so that way the desire that you want is you can realize that you already have it. Now, what does that mean? That simply means that you do exactly what the definition of the word faith says. Now, faith is a mind-blowing concept. So the Helios Biblios, the Bible tells me that in Hebrews, it says that, I'm paraphrasing, so you want to pimp the game yourself. It says that, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I got evidence in my head that the thing I can't see already exists. What? Where they do that at? So unless you do that, the Bible says it's impossible to please God. Now, God, as we looked up, I'm gonna break down the whole principle of God as I talked about last night during my 7 o'clock private Claironomic temple building program. My name in Hebrew means Betaziah. It means builder of temple. So what is my desire? That's my destiny. What is my destiny? My desire is to do what I'm doing right now. That's why I did it 5 years for free. Everything I'm doing right now, I did it 5 years for free. Why? I would do it anyway, whether people pay me or not. But the reason that people pay me is because now my desire is fulfilled. What does that mean? That means I see my worth, brother. I see my value. My self-worth determines my net worth. So I refuse to allow somebody to disrespect me. But nobody can disrespect me unless I first disrespect myself. How? By this internal voice in my head that tells me, Negro, you ain't shiznit. Negro, you not shiznit. Negro, you not shiznit. That little voice in my head, I got to silence it. How do I silence it? I take all of my energy from it. I don't try to not hear it. I override it. How? I focus on my desire fulfilled. So what is my desire? Wealthy. So what am I focusing on? Every freaking day, all day. I see myself as already in the lap of luxury. How do you see yourself, brother? Do you see yourself as trying to get somewhere? You're not a human getting. You are a human doing, or a human being, I should say. Therefore, that is the error about faith. Everybody, the five E's, error, explanation, expansion, evidence, and exhilaration. Number one, you got an error. Now, I know what you're thinking, bro. You're thinking the same thing. Like, who is this Negro talking about? I got an error in my faith. The hell he think he is. I know. I've been there too, brothers and sisters. But all I can simply tell you this is, look at your life. So Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he is the rewarder of those who earnestly seek him. Now, I got a big problem with Christianese, as y'all know. If you've been listening to me, you know I was a licensed and ordained minister for 10 years. 20 years before that, I was sitting in the pew. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure that you understand what I am saying, because this is a cookie blower. I don't believe, well, let me rephrase that. In addition to my belief that Jesus Christ is out there, I also believe that Jesus Christ is in here. Now, when you make that mental shift from worshiping a God outside of the body, as I explained inside of my book, Christened, 400 pages, that proves to you the biological process by which the pineal gland and the pituitary gland produces a milky and oily substance that flows across the forehead of your brain called colostrum. That means that you apply the oil on the inside of the brain as well as the outside of the brain. So if you go and stand in a prayer line and the Reverend Dr. Bishop slap oil on your forehead, that's good. That's good. But it ain't going to do shiznits when it comes to paying your light bill. Can you go to your light company? Can you go to the car lot and tell them the Reverend Dr. Bishop put oil on my head on Sunday and I wanted to pay my light bill with that? But if you put oil on the inside of your head, it activates the pineal gland. It opens up your third eye. It allows you to communicate with the Father. That's the science behind faith. So not only am I a metaphysician, not only do I live in the clouds, I got my feet firmly planted on the freaking ground. So I make money. I make damn good money doing what I'm teaching, because I'm teaching theorems, not theories. I don't teach theory. If you would never hear me teaching nothing about no damn alcohol or drugs, because I've never taken drugs and I've never took alcohol, so I don't know nothing about it. So you would never hear me telling you how to get off alcohol or how to get off drugs. I will give you a card to a licensed professional. You want to talk to me about demons? Oh, brother, I can talk to you about demons, because my black behind was full of them. You want to talk to me about going from poverty? I grew up with no running water, brother. I came from a place where we had a freaking outhouse. We had three rooms in a whole house. We had a living room, we had a kitchen, and a bedroom. And there was 13 folks up in there. When it rained, we put buckets out. My mother died, and I left from there, and I went to a place that was worse than that. So I came from extreme poverty. So if you want to talk to me about poverty, how to get from being poor to becoming, quote unquote, wealthy, and everybody's definition of wealth is different. $10 an hour may be wealthy for you. $100 an hour. Everybody, but whatever your definition of wealth is, if you want to understand how to get from where you are now to a place where you are being and doing and having your desire, I'm your boy. You want to lose weight? As I said, I got to show 30 pounds in 30 days, how to build muscle and lose fat at the same time. You got a weight problem? You got a health issue? I'm your boy. If you want to understand wisdom, if you want to go, I was ignorant. As I talked about, it is culturally induced ignorance. I was teaching error because I never looked up the definition of the terms or the words like I do now. So if you want the truth, I'm your boy. Now I'm understanding the relationship aspect, because before I never put emphasis on the relationships. I didn't know. But now I know something different. What was I doing wrong in the area of relationships? I wasn't focusing on it. I wrote down my whole thesis 20 years ago. It was based upon 3 John 1:2. I had no faith. My desire was not fulfilled in the area of relationship. That's why it never worked. So I have a blueprint that I wrote 25 plus years ago, based upon 3 John 1:2. I'm paraphrasing. You want to look it up for yourself. It says that God wishes above all things that you prosper, number one. Being health, number two. Even as your soul, wisdom, prospers, number three. Where's relationships in that? Anybody see anything about how to have a good relationship? Yeah. So I never ever talked about, I never preached. I just thought my relationship was going to happen by osmosis. And then I wonder why my relationships didn't work. So relationships, you got to put energy, because again, wherever your attention goes, your energy goes. So if I put attention on it, I put energy into it, and it grows. Whatever you put your attention into, that grows. It develops. It produces fruit. So I was putting energy into wealth, health, and wisdom, but no energy into my relationships. That's why it was not working. So the same amount of energy that I put into making money, I got to put that same amount of energy into a relationship if I want it to work. And then I had a bigger problem. I didn't believe that I deserved to be happy. I didn't think I was of worth and of value. So whenever I met somebody that saw worth and value in me, I didn't understand, why are you being nice to me? Why you want to love me? My mama didn't love me. My daddy didn't love me. So why you want to love? What do you see? Because I don't see what you see. So I had to fix myself, because I was looking for a mama and not a mate. And without understanding that my desire was not fulfilled. What does that mean? That means before a mate can show up in my life, a mate got to show up in my head. Before money can show up in your pocket, money got to show up in your head. Before a sexy body, a beach body can show up in your body, a beach body got to show up in your freaking head. Before truth can show up in your brain, in your mind, it got to show up in your unconscious mind. So you got 3 brains. Now, this is proven by going to going to Google and Googling it and listening or reading my book on the triune brain. So right now, everybody talks about the conscious and the subconscious brain. Everybody knows that. But nobody talks about the unconscious. You got a conscious brain, you got a subconscious, you got a unconscious. It's called the neo, paleo, and reptile brain. Don't believe me? Go to Google and type in triune brain. Pull it up. Or just type in human brain. So if you don't have a system that addresses all 3 levels of your brain and changes it, your behavior is not going to be modified. Well, Brother Will, how do you do that? Okay, number one, biological. Number two, electrical. Number three, chemical. Those are your 3 brains. So I got to, if I'm going to modify my behavior, if I am spending more money than I make and I want to stop, I got to have a biological system. Bio means course of living. Ology means words. So words that change my course of living. That is what is called the neo brain. Don't believe me? Go to Google and type it in. N-E-O, that means one. That means holistic. Clarinomics, what does that mean? Whole brain thinking. I don't teach left brain thinking. I don't teach right brain thinking. I teach whole brain, because that is how you fulfill your desire. You got a desire to be wealthy, but you're not wealthy according to your own standards and your own definition. Because unfortunately, you've been lied to by the Christian church. Now, I'm not talking about something I read of a book. I know I step on the traditional Christian toes. I don't give a beep at this point, because I used to. I suffered from apathyology. I broke that demon down too. So I spent my whole life caring for people who don't give a flying beep about me. Why would I do that? Because I didn't see value in myself, so I attached myself to other people who don't see value in me. That's universal law. You bring into your life what you think about your life. So if I don't think more, that's why self-preservation is the number one law of the universe, as I talked about yesterday. And the problem with the Christian churches tells you to deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow Christ. But they don't tell you which self. So you got your biological self, you got your electrical self, you got your chemical self. Which self do I deny? You deny your chemical self. That's called the flesh. That's what the Bible talks about. The Bible talks about the flesh. The Bible never tells you to deny your soul or your spirit. The Bible says to deny the flesh. So why are we denying the soul? What is the soul? Your soul is your soul's urge. Your soul, I told you what it is. I gave it to you in your Diakonia report. There is nobody that's listening to the sound of my voice. Well, that could be if there's a new listener. But if you're a new listener and you do not have your 600-page Diakonia report from yours truly, you need to order it yesterday. Because without that, then you don't even know what you desire. The only reason, let me tell you how the universe works. It's impossible to have something that you want and it not be in your life already. Universally impossible. Let me say that again. It is universally impossible to want something and not have it. Let me say that again. It is, according to biblical law, it is impossible to actually have a desire and the desire not be fulfilled. That means that the desire that you have is not yours. The only way I can say, if I'm sitting up here and I'm telling you I want to be a millionaire, that's one of my goals, right? And if I don't have that mindset of a millionaire, then that means that that's not my goal. That means I read about it in a book somewhere, and I thought about it, and I was like, damn, that sounds good. So I want to be that. But that's not my design. See, we go after what we think we can get, not what we really want. Don't go after what is achievable. Go after what is purposefulable. Go after your purpose. Well, Brother Will, what's my purpose? Bam! You don't know what your purpose is, so you don't know what to go after. So you got goals, you got dreams that are not yours. That's why they're not fulfilled. See, nobody is listening to you because you're not listening to yourself. People treat you the way you treat yourself. People treat you the way you treat yourself. That's universal spiritual law. That is the science behind faith. The science behind faith says that God, the universe, this is the hidden science. This is the thing that nobody talks about, nobody teaches. The only reason that your goals are not fulfilled is because your goals are not your own. They're somebody else's that you stole. Give it back. What's your goal, brother? Your goal is inside of your DNA. Do you think you can just go up and just pick? Now the dominant culture teaches that you can have and be anything you want. The universe says that you can have and be what you are designed. Your goals were given to you by God, by vocare. So you got to establish your own cistern. That's what it's called in the Bible. A cistern is a jar that holds water, your beliefs. So the only reason that your goals are not fulfilled right now is because your goals are not your own. Your goals were given to you by somebody else. Now, when I say fulfilled, I'm talking about internally. Now, Brother Will, what does that mean? That means, see, right now, there are goals that are in my life that are already fulfilled. Now, they may not be seen physically, but they are fulfilled already, past tense. They're already done. So now I'm just waiting for those goals to manifest into my life physically. Now, once you understand that, my brothers and sisters, this will blow your cookies. The hidden science behind fulfilled desire means that I maintain a mental disposition as if. That's the definition of the word faith. The definition of the word faith is acting as if. That's what faith is. So the importance, the kind, and the principles of faith establishes and removes the error behind faith. So number one, we have an error about how we think about fate, which is desire, which is destiny. So your destiny is what you have faith in. What does that mean? That means that you have faith in what you are designed by God to do. How do you know what that is? That's inside of your 600-page Deaconess report. Now, you get on your knees, you ask God, he'll show it to you same way he showed it to me. Why? God is not a respecter of person. God, with the Holy Spirit, will lead you and guide you in all truth. That's his function. That's the job of the Ruach. Next is the explanation of faith. Let's knock out these five E's. We just went over the error. What is the error? The error is I got somebody else's faith, not mine. The error is I watched a TV program and said that, hey, look like being a professional football player is good, so I want to be that. That's the error. Error of faith is that I have – see, faith is not a thing. Faith is a relationship. See, faith is not faith. You don't have faith in faith. You really don't even have faith in God. You have faith in a personal relationship with God. My faith is in my personal, private, productive relationship. I don't have faith that a mystical guy in the sky is going to come down and do shiznits for me. I have faith that that mystical God in the sky now is mystically inhabiting my body, and he's mystically animating my body through my electrical current or my nervous system, which mystically controls the chemicals or my chemistry in my body that makes my muscles move. That's what I have faith in. I have faith that there is a biological system that is based upon the word of God. This biology controls my electricity. This electricity controls my chemistry. That's what I have faith in. That's the science behind faith. The science behind faith is if you get the right words, it's going to activate the right electricity through your nervous system and through your lymph nodes, which is going to activate your pituitary gland. The balls that you got. You got two sets of balls. You got a set down here between your legs, and you got a set right up there between your eyes. It's called the pituitary gland. That's the gland that releases all the hormones in the body that controls the electricity that, again, tells your body to release cortisone, to release estrogen, to release testosterone, to release serotonin, to release melatonin, to release melanin. It tells the body what to do based upon the faith that you have. So based upon your biology, that controls your electricity, which controls your chemistry. So if I want to change my chemistry, I don't focus on my chemistry. I don't focus on my electricity. I focus on my biology. What is the internal dialogue that is going? Do I see, am I acting like my desire is fulfilled? So if I'm a multimillionaire, I need to ask myself, how do multimillionaires think? What is their internal dialogue? So the internal dialogue of a multimillionaire is different from the internal dialogue of a homeless man, guaranteed. That's why his nervous system. Now, let me ask you a question. If you got a bill and you ain't got no money, how does your nervous system react? Then if you are a multimillionaire and you got a light bill for $500 and you're a multimillionaire, you got a $500 light bill, how much thought are you going to give to that $500 bill? You're probably not even aware that it freaking exists. You got your accountant or your maid or somebody else paying it. If you are a multimillionaire, what is the electrical response to a $500 bill? There ain't one. If you are God, what is the electrical response? Now, remember, your biology, how the words that you put, your internal dialogue, is the hidden key to fulfill desire. Right now, your internal dialogue, the conversation that you're having with yourself, is not a conversation of the self that is above the fray. Right now, the internal dialogue that you're having with yourself is the internal dialogue of somebody who is poor, somebody who is sick, somebody who is ignorant, somebody who's in a bad relationship. So until you see yourself as being, until you have the biological mental disposition of wealth, health, wisdom, great relationship, you will not have the electrical signal to control the chemical body to produce and manifest the physical results. So in order for you to have your desire fulfilled, you have to have the thoughts of the person who has the desire fulfilled. Having a desire is the kiss of death. That's why the Bible says, hope deferred waxes the heart cold. If your hope, if your desire is out there, if you're waiting for it, that's why I have a problem with Christianity. You waiting for what? Jesus to come. That's the kiss of death. He already came. When he died on the cross, he said it was finished. It's done. He left the Holy Spirit as a earnest money deposit. So I don't believe in this bullshitness that most Christians believe in. I am not waiting for the Ruach or the Pneuma. Everything I need, I already got, because that is exactly what the Bible says. You mean to tell me you're a car-carrying Christian and you don't even freaking know what the Bible says? You don't even read your own book. Now, in the book of Galatians, it says, I'm not making this up. So there is nobody listening to the sound of my voice that has a problem. All of your problems are manufactured. You have manufactured fear. There is no such thing as poverty, man. It don't exist. So your poverty is made up. Poverty exists because you freaking believe it exists. You are too creative. It is impossible to be poor. Impossible. It is humanly impossible to be poor, or spiritually impossible. It is spiritually impossible to be sick. It is spiritually impossible to be ignorant. It is spiritually impossible to be in a bad relationship. So that means that we're not walking in the spirit. Therefore, we are fulfilling the lust of the flesh. So if you walk in the spirit, according to the Bible I read, you cannot. It is impossible. That's what the Bible I read. I don't know what Bible y'all got. Maybe y'all Bible is different from mine. But my Bible says, if you walk in the spirit, that means that if you control your mindset, if you call those things that are not as though they were, if you say to that mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, that mountain got to get its ass up and get out. So when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I don't fear no evil. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? So you mean to tell me you broke, busted, and disgusted? And you professing that crap with your mouth? I don't give a rip about what my reality says. What does the word of God say? Are you listening to the, you got the wrong words, brother. I listen to the living spirit. I don't serve a dead God that in a dead book written by dead men. My God is living. He has written his laws on tablets of stone any longer. He's written his laws on the hearts and the minds of his people. So I don't use no dead book. Now, I know you do. You put value in the Bible. I don't. The Bible is written in my heart, brother. I use the dead book, but I understand what it is. I take the baby out, and I throw out the bathwater because the water has been polluted. The Bible says, but if you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out, or you will be consumed by each other. Galatians 5:15. Galatians 5:16 says, so I say. So God say, instead of capitalism, instead of this competition, you competitive, you going out and you competing with who? Negro, you supposed to be competing with yourself. There is no competition. You supposed to be mastering your own space. There is no, you're not competing against me. You ain't competing against nobody else. The only competition you have is in your own freaking head. The Bible says, but if you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out. You will be consumed by each other. See, I'm not in competition with nobody. I know that I am already wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship because there is no competition. Nobody can take from me. Are you serious? Who's going to be me? Nobody can be me. Nobody can do what I am. Nobody can copy me. I don't care if somebody steals my desire. There's a woman, I tell you guys, who stole all of my stuff. She's in Atlanta right now doing the same thing I'm doing. She ain't no damn competition to me. I don't have no competition. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. Nobody on earth has my fingerprint. Nobody before me and nobody after I'm gone will have my fingerprint. That's how special I am. You are the apple of God's eye, and you walking around talking about you can't pay a light bill? Come on, bruh. Stop biting and competing with other people that's not on your level. You got to walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh craves what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit craves what is contrary to the flesh. They are opposed to one another, so that you do not do what you want. The reason that you are not already successful is because you believe in your flesh more than your spirit, because you're feeding your flesh more than you're feeding your spirit. Stop feeding your flesh. Stop walking in the flesh. What does that mean? That internal dialogue, it is nothing physical, brother. I'm a metaphysician. I don't deal with the effects. I deal with the cause. If you get cancer, bump cancer. Cancer doesn't exist. I deal with the cause of cancer. There is a mental disposition that is going on to make your body think that it has the audacity to produce cancer cells in my body. Hell no, you got to go, homie. So what do I do? Do I treat cancer? Hell no. I'm going to treat my brain, because there is something going on that is creating. Cancer is the result of confusion. A cancer cell is a rogue cell. A cancer cell is a cell in the body that doesn't know its purpose. A cancer cell bumps into other cells, causing cellular damage. That's what cancer, that's how cancer grows. So a cancer cell is vibrating so fast, it's like a kid that ate a bunch of candy. A cancer cell in the human body is a cell that doesn't know its function. So you take that cell and you sit, hey, sit your ass down. Your job is to carry oxygen and blood through the body. Your job is not to vibrate and damage other cells. So if you give that cell specific instruction, if you give it a destiny, if you give that cell a diakonia, if you give that cell purpose, that cell says, oh, I got a job now. I can't just be vibrating and just throwing my energy all around. I got something to do. So you got your soul urge, your body know that if you got a goal that is not its own. So you tell me, Brother Will, this is my goal, brother. I want to be the manager and CEO of a major corporation. Your soul says, that's not it. That's not why we were designed. But you coming to me, you got tears rolling down your cheek. You go to school, you get your master's degree in business administration, and then you go out into the world, you get that big-time job, making that big-time money, and your ass is miserable. Why are you miserable? Because your desire is not fulfilled. Unfulfilled desire. Misapplied purpose. You ran the wrong race. The Bible says that you will stand before God upon that day, and you will say, Father, I heal the sick in your name. I cast out devils in your name. I did this, I did that. He will say, depart from me, you work of iniquity. That means you ran the wrong race. Everybody, not everybody, most of the people that's listening to the sound of my voice, you got a dream that's not yours. It was given to you by the Reverend Dr. Bishop. It was given to you by your mammy. It was given to you by your pappy. It was given to you by some TV commercial. It was given to you by Michael Jordan. It was given to you by Creflo Dollar. It was given to you by T.D. Jakes. It was given to you by somebody, but it wasn't given to you by your spirit. Your spirit, the Bible says, if you walk in your spirit, you cannot, you will not fulfill the lust of the anti. So when I see a man that is doing bad things, that man is not in the spirit. I tell him, get in the spirit, bruh. Get in the spirit. Because if you're in the spirit, you cannot fulfill the lust of the flesh. That word fulfill means to bring to fruition. Oh, you can plant it. Oh, you can water it. But that puppy, that dog ain't going to hunt. You can feed that dog. You can train that dog. And you can take that dog out into the field. And when you say, go get him, that dog ain't going to hunt. Because that dog is not a hunting dog. Let me make sure you understand, brother. So this is the most, one of the most important things. I was going to go through these five steps, man, but those five steps are really a mute point. Y'all can just write those down. Faith is not a thing. Everybody got faith in faith. Everybody has faith in the science of faith. Or everybody has faith in the God of faith. But very few people have faith in the relationship of faith. The word faith means desire. The word desire means destiny. So do I have a relationship with my destiny? Hell, I don't even know what it is. So I'm in the how in the world do you expect to be wealthy and you don't even know the vehicle that you're going to drive to take you to wealth. I'm getting ready to go on a trip to Dallas to visit my daughter. Now, I'm sitting here. If I got a desire in my brain to go to Dallas, I live in San Antonio. It takes 6-hour drive or 5.5, whatever it is. I got to ask myself one question. How's the beep? And that's a long beep. Am I going to get to Dallas? Now, I can take a bus. I can go buy a Greyhound ticket. I could call Uber or Uber, whatever the hell it's called. I could take a taxi. I could fly. But I got a car in the driveway. My wife got a car in the driveway. So I could get my car. But car needs to be mechanically sound. My car needs to have gas. My car needs to have oil. There is systems. There are processes. There's a procedure. There are principles in place that I need to make sure are done in order for me to get from San Antonio to Dallas. But I got people say, Brother Will, I'm going to be a millionaire. Okay, how you going to be a millionaire, brother? I'm believing God, brother. I got women who tell me, God, Jesus is my man. And if Jesus want me to have a husband, he's going to send me one. Really? How that working out for you, sis? Jesus said it is finished. He ain't coming down off that cross to go find you no man. If you want a man, you better go out there and get him yourself. The problem with Christianity is it teaches lethargy. It teaches you to sit and don't do shiznits. Faith without works is dead. That's why the church is full of dead people. Because they got a dead book that was written by dead men from a dead God. You need a living book from the living God that is for living men to bring about a living life. Yahushua came that you may have life and life and life more abundantly. And that is not the tree of knowledge of good or evil. It is the tree of life. We ate from the wrong tree. That's why your desire is not fulfilled. Oh, you got knowledge. Or you don't. Right now, you are very good or you're very bad. Right now, you're listening to me and you're keeping the law. You're a very good Cretan. The word Christian means dwarf idiot, by the way. Don't believe me? Look it up in Titus chapter 3. It'll tell you. Where does the word Christian come from, brother? I am not a dwarf. I'm short, but I ain't no damn dwarf. And I surely ain't ignorant. So I'm not a Cretan. Contrary to popular beliefs. That is a Luciferian term. That term was given to them. They were Christians. As I've been saying for 20 plus years, your word establishes your world. If you use the words of a dwarf idiot, you will have the life of a dwarf idiot. Wake up, my anointed brothers. Wake up, my educated sisters, and fulfill your destiny. You got a calling on your life. You've been called. You've been justified. You've been sanctified. You've been glorified for such a time as this. Walk in your anointing. You're not no damn peasant. You're a priest. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. You are a joint heir. You've been set aside for such a time as this. God has anointed you. God has called you. You have a destiny to fulfill. And you walk around talking about you can't pay a light bill. Come on, bruh. I don't think so. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. And I'm not even no preacher. I'm sorry, Brother Jasper. Brother Jasper told me, Brother Will, come on, dog. All that preaching, bruh. You're supposed to be teaching. I'm trying, Brother Jay. I'm trying, man. So let me make sure you understand. Your error is about how you view faith. Faith is not in God. Faith is not in faith. Faith is in yourself. To have a personal relationship with your spirit, which is the bio. So that way your soul, which is electrical, can control your body, which is chemical. I challenge you. I got $10,000 on the line to anybody that can prove me wrong. In all my teachings, I got 10 grand on the line for any Reverend Dr. Bishop that can prove me wrong. Why? I live what I preach. If I don't produce today, I don't pay my bills, and I don't eat tomorrow. Guess what? I likes to eat, brother. So I have something, as I told you guys before, that is the definition of the word God. This is called intensity. See, most people, you are past tense, you are present tense, future tense. But most people are not intense. The universe only responds to intensity. This is number two, the explanation of faith. We just broke down the error in your faith. Now let me give you the explanation of your faith. Really, really quickly, let's go through these the explanation of your faith. Well, Brother Will, what do you mean by the explanation of my faith? The explanation of your faith is simply, again, how does your faith work? Now, if somebody was to come up to you and ask you, Brother Will, you got faith? Yes, I do, brother. Okay, that's awesome, Brother Will. How does your faith work? What is the explanation? See, the explanation of faith is trust in the characteristics and the competency of my urges. That's the explanation. So what do I mean? I got an urge to be a didactic teacher. Now, I got confidence and I got an explanation in my urge to be a didactic teacher. How did I get that urge? How did I get confidence? Now, I corrected the error in my faith. I used to have faith in God. I would go to church. I was licensed and ordained minister. I came up in the faith movement. The faith movement says, name it and claim it, brother. So I went to the call out. They said, put your hands on it and claim it. And God, it'll show up in your driveway. So I did. Then they said, oh, that didn't work. Okay, make a vow. They said, make a vow, and God has to bless you 100-fold. I said, really? So if I make a vow, so I took all my money. So that means God has to multiply it 100 times? So if I put in $1,000, I'm going to get $100,000 back? Yes. John Avanzini, I remember that preacher. He came in, he said, man, make a vow. So I said, yes, Brother John. Took all my rent money. Me and my family was kicked out on the damn street. You can have faith in God if you want. You can have faith in faith if you want. That shiznit don't work. That dog don't hunt. The universe says you got to have a personal, private, productive relationship with God. So you worship him, but you don't know him? Come on, homie. Come on. So you go every Sunday, you cry and turn over chairs, but Monday through Saturday, you cursing out people. You treat people like trash, but on Sunday, man, you're the most holiest fool on the damn planet. But let me catch you on Monday through Saturday. You look at me like I got freaking dirt on me. But on Sunday, oh, you love me on Sunday. Praise the Lord, Brother Will. Jesus saves. Yeah, where was Jesus at when I saw you on Monday, when you ran me off the road? What is the explanation of your faith, brother? Explain it to me. Can you explain the character and the competency of your faith, brother? Can you explain how you're going to get? Now, I can explain to you how I'm going to get my black behind from San Antonio, Texas to Dallas. I can explain it to you, bro, step by freaking step. I'm going to get up. I'm going to get my keys. I'm going to check my tire pressure. I'm going to check my oil. I'm going to put gas in it. I'm going to make sure that my vehicle is mechanically sound. I'm going to get my dark behind the wheel. I'm going to turn on the ignition. I'm going to type it in my GPS so that way I don't get lost. Even though I've made the trip 100 times, I still use my GPS because it tells me the traffic conditions. It tells me the weather conditions. It tells me if there's a shortcut. It helps me. The Holy Spirit is your freaking GPS. You mean to tell me you got a goal and you ain't consulted with the Ruach and the Pneuma? You ain't even got a relationship with God? Only time you talk to him is when you want something? And I'm not talking about no mystical dude in the sky, bruh. Can you explain to me how your faith works? Now go to Sunday, go to church on Sunday and ask the Reverend Dr. Bishop. Reverend Dr. Bishop, how does your faith work, brother? How does faith work? Ask him. Then number three, expansion. Tell the Reverend Dr. Bishop, Reverend Dr. Bishop, how do you expand? How do I expand my faith, Reverend? How? Explain to me, bruh. Explain, how do you expand your faith? Right now, I got $10. I need to expand my faith so that way I can increase my destiny. I can increase my diaconia. How do I increase it? How do I expand it? See, God has given everybody the measure of faith. See, you cannot increase your faith in God. You cannot increase your faith in faith. But you can increase your relationship with faith. I can expand how? Spend more time with it. Now, this is what I did. How did I expand my relationship with my wife? This is what I did. I didn't read about it in no damn book. Yesterday, I dropped my wife at work. And I remembered we bought a watermelon, and my wife wanted watermelon, but she didn't have the time to cut it, put it in the thing, so she went to work without it. I came home, I cut the watermelon up, put it in a freaking bowl, and I drove back in traffic to my wife's job, left it at the desk, and brought my black ass home. And my wife texted me, and she was happy because I didn't used to do that. I didn't care about what. My wife went to work. I saw her when she got off. I was too busy, brother. I was too freaking busy. I had no damn relationship with my wife, but I had faith in a marriage, and it didn't freaking work. So I ain't telling you shiznits that I read out of no freaking book. If you ain't got no freaking relationship with your destiny, you ain't got no destiny. You got a freaking dream, a pipe dream that ain't going to work. Now, you can go to church and shout, turn over chairs, but if you don't have a personal, private, productive relationship with wealth, health, wisdom, and a positive relationship, you ain't got it. Sorry, Brother Jasper. I was trying not to preach, brother. I was trying not to, man. But, you know, I get a little, you know, worked up. Because I got shiznits that work. And people are doing shiznits that don't work. And I don't understand it. I got a dog that hunt. And every time he go out, he bring back the duck. You got a dog, you send him out, he don't bring back nothing. You need a dog that hunts, bruh. You need a dog that hunts, sis. You need something that works in your life. I don't know about y'all. I don't know. I ain't doing this no more. I pray for death or destiny. I got a book that explains it. Death or destiny, that's what I pray for. So I got my destiny because I ain't dying. The devil is a lie. So I got my destiny. I'm walking, breathing it every freaking day. Because God is the grantor of destiny. Do you not understand that the universe is on your side? The universe is sitting around, oh, I hope this Negro get it right today. The universe is praying for you. The universe is forever making intercession. Yahushua is seated at the right hand of the Father right now, forever making intercession. He wants you. Do you know that God wishes above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers? God wants to do exceedingly, abundantly above anything that you can ask or think. Now, I don't know about you, but I can ask and I can think of a lot of shiznits. But the scripture says that the universe wants to do exceedingly, abundantly above anything that I can ask or think. Now, brothers and sisters, I didn't get through my three E's, so I was just going to blow it off, but this is too important. We will continue tomorrow to break down the other three E's of the five principles of destiny or the hidden science behind the fulfillment of faith. Now, I talked about the five principles of the standard last night. And if you're part of the Claronomics program, again, I can't baby you and coddle you anymore. I'm out of the overcaring business. So now it's up to you to be a man or it's up to you to be a woman. And to actually have a relationship with your destiny, not with me. These are the two. I got to check my oil in my car before I go to Dallas. I got to do it. I got to check my tire pressure. I got to put the gas in it. I can't expect somebody else to take care of the vehicle that I'm driving. So I gave you the five keys to the standard. I written the book and I gave you the book. So without these five keys, you don't have a standard. So that means when the wind and the rain comes and blow, it's going to blow your house down. Like the three little piggies, remember that story? That means you got to have a solid, the word standard means that it's a firm, it's a sure foundation that is based upon the word of God. That means canon. You know the word canon means a stick. Now, I walk softly, but I carry a big stick, big one. You walk softly. That means that I'm not trying to start nothing. But guess what? I don't go looking for no fight. But if it shows up, bruh, I ain't running. I like old boy in the Matrix. Remember the Matrix? Neo, they say, if you see an agent, run. You see an agent, run. That's how y'all are. You see a demon, run. You see a demon, run. Hell no. You see a demon, you pick up a stick and you bust him upside his freaking head. And the stick is the sword of the spirit. What is the armor of God? It is the sword. What is sword? I don't need the Bible. I got the Bible written in my heart. So when the devil shows up in my life in the form of adversity, all I see is opportunity. Problems are opportunities in disguise. Bring me problems. I'm going to make money. I monetize negativity. If a fire breaks out, I'm a fireman. If a disease shows up in my body, I'm a doctor. If I'm short on money, I'm a financial planner. I am the solution to every problem I got in my life. What about you, bruh? What about you, sis star? If you are a sis star, that means you're a star. Look at the word, S-I-S-T-A-R. Drop the S-I. You are a star. What about you? What about you, woman? Are you carrying yourself like a star? Because that's what you are. Shine like a freaking star because you're a star. That's why the word star is in the word sister. So tomorrow, brother and sister, we're going to continue. We broke down error. Everybody knows the error that you're making. That is, you got faith in faith, which is a principle. Or you got faith in God, which is a mystical dude in the sky. That's the error. We broke down the explanation. What is the explanation? This is the solution. You need to have faith in a relationship. You need to have faith in some principles and some processes and some procedures that brings about, number three, an expansion. The way you expand it is by you focus on the role. Bump the goal. What's the goal? Get to Dallas. What's the role? Drive my car down I-35 till I get my behind to Dallas. So if I'm just sitting in my chair thinking about I'm going to be in Dallas, I'm going to be in Dallas, but I never get up and put no gas in my car. I'm attached to the goal, but I don't do the role of what I got to do. I got to be a driver. I got to be a mechanic. So if I don't attach to the role, I can't get to the goal. You cannot be so goal-oriented that you are and you neglect the role. The goal, get the data, type it into my GPS, bump it, forget it. Now, what do? Drive. So that means that maybe I give me some stuff that keeps me awake so I don't fall asleep while I'm driving. Yeah, how about we do that? How about we focus on the role? What character do you got to play to fulfill your destiny? The universe only responds to fulfilled destinies. So you got to already be wealthy now. You got to already be healthy now. You got to already be wise now. You got to already be in a great relationship now. By making that, the universe responds to it. That's how the universe works. The universe only responds to fulfilled destiny. The universe does not respond to desire. The universe responds to fulfilled desire. See, somebody left that word out. The universe responds to fulfilled faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The universe only responds to substance. The universe doesn't respond to hope. Deferred waxes the heart cold. The universe responds to hope fulfilled. So I hope for a new car. So that means I need to act like, I need to walk like, I need to talk like. Whatever people do that got new cars, that's what I need to do. So you're hoping for a man. So whatever women do that got men, you need to do that. Men, you hope for a woman. Whatever men do that got a beautiful wife, you need to do that. Whatever you do, whatever people that got money do, you need to do that. Whatever people that are healthy do, you need to do that. Whatever people that know the truth, people that know the truth, they're not scared. So therefore, if you know the truth, you ain't scared. So if you're scared, you don't know the truth. People that got money, they're not walking around scared about how they pay their bills. People that got money know they got money, so they're walking around like they got money. So whatever you got to do to walk around like you got money, that's what you got to do, because the universe only responds to that. The universe doesn't respond to the fact that you ain't got money. It doesn't understand. The universe, they say, hey, I gave you the money. What you do with it, bruh? Oh, that's right. You left all your money at the strip club last night when you were there making it rain with your homies. And so now you're a little short. So the universe gave it to you, but you're spending it at the strip club. So your job is to take what the universe has given you. Because, again, God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness. My job is to make sure that I'm applying it to life and godliness, not unlife and ungodliness. Walk in the spirit You cannot, will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Tomorrow, we'll continue with the last three or the last two E's as we break them down. I need evidence. I don't know what y'all got. You got faith and you got no evidence? Bro, I got evidence, bro. I got evidence that what I'm talking about works. Do you got any evidence? I can show you my PayPal. I already showed y'all my PayPal account. I got evidence. And last but not least, the exhilaration of faith. Oh yeah, what you seeing right now is called exhilaration. We're gonna break it down mañana. Blow some more cookies, my brothers, my sisters. I am the one and only Dr. Will Rogers, A.K.A. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pocket. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.